Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack. I got a call from Montana the other day, and this gentleman wanted to know about this song, this tune. And it is the Flowers of Edinburgh. It's Mark O'Connor's version of the Flowers of Edinburgh. And it's from the soundtrack of the show Liberty, which was a wonderful public television essay documentary, a four-part documentary about the American Revolution. And it's very, very good. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, this was part of it. And along with James Taylor doing some things with Mark O'Connor and Jerry Douglas and all the boys. And Yo-Yo Ma and that whole bunch. And somewhere in there was the Flowers of Edinburgh. And it's also on the Sony Classical soundtrack. Now, this is, again, hard to find. I think it's gone out of print, but there are a bunch of copies hanging around online everywhere, eBays and Amazons and things, and third parties selling it and all kinds of stuff. So you can get it. It's not like it's that hard to get, but you got to hunt for the Liberty soundtrack from Mark O'Connor. It's just called Liberty, Mark O'Connor. All righty. Well, there are a couple of things going on here. This show airs on the 16th, and the Palouse Folklore Society is moving its dances back downtown, and so I believe they have their third Saturday dance now downtown, and then there's a third Saturday dance in Walla Walla at the old Unity Church building out there on Airport Road. That's happening, and yeah, that's all going to be kind of cool. There's actually a fifth Saturday in September, so need to know that, okay? Alrighty, and so then in the Tri-Cities, Four Shillings Short, they're going to be at the Richland Library, and they're also going to be doing a concert at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. And that concert is on September the 23rd, I believe. And I'll talk to you more about that next week. I believe that's when it is. I'm going to actually go to the Three Rivers Folklife Society website, see if it's up to date, and see if they can tell me. There's something different about the way they're doing a couple of their concerts. But Four Shillings Short will be in Richland next weekend sometime. And I need to get my whole calendar act back together again. Alrighty, they're doing some pretty neat concerts there, the Three Rivers Folklife Society. They're doing some pretty cool stuff here in the fall. But I just need to sort of get my head around it. They haven't sent me a calendar yet. But there you go. All righty. And there are some dances going on. There's some other things going on as well. And right now, we won't get to much more of them because I don't know them. And I'm just getting started and getting back into my routine here. Okay? All righty. Don't you be forgetting now, however, that there will be a lot of handbell things at Christmas time and a lot of really just neat stuff. All right? Not much of a calendar, but it's okay. How about we just finish out the music? A little bit of the Flowers of Edinburgh here. Flowers of Edinburgh. Actually, the Flowers of Edinburgh, more and more people are writing about the fact that it's not really like a bucolic, like these wonderful gardens in Edinburgh with roses and snapdragons and daisies and heather and all those kinds of things. The Flowers of Edinburgh refers to in the morning in the old days when that tune was composed about the people in their chamber pots and throwing their chamber pots out the windows of their houses and dumping all that stuff into the streets. And So that's what the Flowers of Edinburgh is about. And more people are beginning to document that. So I hope that hasn't destroyed your whole idea of that tune. Alrighty, how about we do one more from the great Cary Grumbacher, who was so wonderful at the Tumbleweed Festival. He was amazing. And how about we do one more from him? Okay, this is called the Western Mambo.
Buffalo Bill on the river boat, white goatee and a buckskin coat. He said, I got a surefire money-making scheme. We take the Wild West Show down to New Orleans. Wild West Show in New Orleans, biggest show that they've ever seen. We got buffalo hunters and the lion fighters, Little Sure Shot and the bareback riders. Buffalo hunters and the lion fighters, Little Sure Shot and the bareback riders. Gathered at the fairgrounds late at night, big powwow by flambeau light. Turkey feather and the circle dance, cowboy songs and Indian chants. African drum and a willow flute, sparkling beads on an Indian suit. The strangest thing that you ever saw, cowboys and Indians at the Mardi Gras. The strangest thing that you ever saw, cowboys and Indians at the Mardi Gras. From Elysian fields to the river bend, black men and red men making friends. Creole Wild West and the Ogallala, buffalo liver and the gumbo ya-ya. On the wharf by the cotton bales, passing the pipe and swapping tails. Suited up and stepping out, spy boy and the Indian scout. Suited up and stepping out, spy boy and the Indian scout. Oh, well, the Wild West band went to Basin Street, drink their fill and get a bite to eat. Oh, when they left the district, their ears were ringing with a hot new music and the wild blues singing. Storyville music set their feet to tap, and syncopated rhythm had their fingers snapped. And back of the quarter, it was so sublime to hear the Wild West band join the second line. Back of the quarter, it was so sublime to hear the Wild West band join the second line. Rich and poor, old and young, came to see how the West was won. From Baton Rouge and Lafayette, Algiers, Delacroix and Chalmette. Buffalo Bill said, it's such a pity to leave our friends in the Crescent City. I'll miss the oysters and the good red beans, but I must say goodbye to New Orleans. I'll miss the oysters and the good red beans, but I must say goodbye to New Orleans. Wild West Mambo, Wild West Mambo. Well, the biggest show that they ever seen was the Wild West Show down in New Orleans. Buffalo Bill had himself a dream to take the Wild West Show to New Orleans.
Tonight my bag is packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that will lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep neath auburn skies somewhere across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, pain and sadness we've found here. And we'll drink from the Brazos muddy waters, where the sky grows gray and white, We'll meet on the other side, there across the border. For me, you'll build a house high up on a grassy hill, somewhere across the border, where pain and memory. Sweet blossoms fill the air, pastures of gold and green roll down into cool, clear waters, and in your arms neath open skies, I'll kiss the soft from your eyes, there across the border.
of mercy, please hear my prayer. Shine your bright light if darkness is there. Hold out your hand to all who are true. Angel of mercy, where are you? Angel of mercy, there's always someone whose light has been dimmed, whose light hasn't gone. All we can do is all that we've done. Angel of mercy, when will you come? If you hear me, then gather up your wings, fly to every troubled soul, let the voices sing, let the voices sing.
Thank you.
I see. She was done with me. She was done with me. She was done with me.
Come, come with me out to the old churchyard. I so well know those paths neath the soft green sward. Friends slumber in there that we want to regard. We will trace out their names in the old churchyard. Mourn not for them, their trials are all, and why weep for those who will weep no more? For sweet is their sleep, though cold and hard. Their pillows may be in the old churchyard, and I know that it's vain when our friends depart to breathe kind words to a broken heart. And I know that the joy of life is marred when we follow lost friends to the old churchyard. But
as we work out sailing, five frosty nights, five cold frosty nights and 4 days. It was there we espied a lofty tall ship. She come bearing down on us brave boys. How dare you to venture so nigh? For to leave up your courses and let go of your main sheets and let her come under my lee. And I shall take from you your rich merchant's good merchant's good. And I'll point your bow guns to the sea. I shall not heave up my courses nor let go of my main sheets, nor let her come. No, you shan't take from me my rich merchant's good, nor you'll point my bow guns to the sea. Now broadside to broadside these two vessels did lay. They were fighting for to tell. Sad news I'm a going to tell of a lofty tall ship lost on the salt sea, and most of her merry men drowned.
flowers that weep in the valley.
It was goodbye to no longer love.
Good people, pray heed our petition. Your attention we beg and we crave, and if you are inclined for to listen, an abundance of pastime we'll have. We are come to relate many stories concerning our forefathers' times, and we trust they will dry your worries. Of this we are all in one mind. Many tales of the poor and the gentry, of labor and love will arise. There are no finer songs in this country, in Scotland and Ireland likewise. There's one thing more needing mention, the dances we've danced all in fun. So now that you've heard our intention, we'll play on to the beat of the drum.
Sky blue, it was, I do declare, for to reeve the topsails up against the mast, and to sail across the sea, stormy sea, and sail across the stormy sea.
Someday he'll be a captain bold,
with a brave and a gallant crew.
Someday he'll be a captain bold,
with a sword and spyglass too. And when he has a gallant captain's sword, he'll come home and marry me, marry me. He'll come home and marry me.
A little bit messed up, but there we had the original Steel Ice Band way, way, way back from 1970. That was Gay Wood and Matty Pryor, and we heard Matty Pryor in that version, that long version of Shallow Brown and the Lofty Ship, the tall, lofty ship. We heard Matty Pryor from 2016, Matty Pryor 46 years later, who has been in and out of Steel Ice Band along with her husband Rick Kemp. And, of course, Gay Wood was back with Steel Ice Band back about 8-9 years back. But apparently that didn't work quite right. So there you go. Matty Pryor's voice is a little bit mellower, a little bit older. Steel Ice Band, along with Fairport Convention, and they electrified the English folk song and even put in some squealing psychedelic-type guitars. And as the years went by, Steel Ice Band's vocals got a lot more sophisticated and the arrangements got more sophisticated. And that's what they sound like now. They're very advanced. All righty, Steel Ice Band. They were my favorites, man. I remember going into a record store in Seattle, and I didn't have a lot of money back in about 1977. Didn't have hardly any money at all, and I bought every Steel Ice Band album I could find up to 1977. And didn't have hardly enough money to get home on, and didn't have hardly enough money to eat on, but boy, I sure had a lot of good music. I was eating grapes. Heidi's singing about the highways and stuff. Un Jiang Shin, the assistant producer on this show. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that now. You stay in the present and you look forward, because you're going to have great lives. All righty, we'll talk to you around the bend next week. See ya. Bye.